Good morning and welcome to this episode of Step Into the Light. I am your host, Patty Sheen. Thank you for listening. On this show, we introduce listeners to people who have found their way out of the dark shadows of life and back to light, and those who, through various ministries and creative endeavors, lead others on their journey from darkness to light. My guest was on the show back in January of 2017. Kim Tizer is a breast cancer survivor and a former host of KTLF Radio's Sunrise Morning Show. She has moved on with her career. Today, Kim and I will chat about the new opportunities God has brought into her life and how they have changed her. I can guarantee that in this next hour, your life will be enriched and inspired with the light of Jesus Christ that Kim shares. Good morning and welcome back to the show, Kim.
Hey, Patty. Good morning. It is so good to be back. I thank you for having me back on your program. I'm really honored to be here.
Well, it's such a pleasure to catch up with you again. We were kind of out of touch for a while, and I have to tell you that I miss you a lot on the morning show, on the radio.
Thank you so much. You know, I miss doing it. I did that for, a handful of years. And, of course, I did a morning show for another Christian radio station for a handful of years before that. And it's one of those things that's kind of hard to be away. I miss the listeners, but I'm excited about what God's doing now as well, which I know we'll talk about in a bit. But I just have to mention, Patty, that your timing is perfect because, and I don't know if you realize this, you know, or were thinking about it when you contacted me, but here it is, October. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. As you know, the last time I was on your show, I talked a little bit about that because I was diagnosed with breast cancer almost 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years ago next month. And I was on your show, I think, talking about the book that I was working on at the time that included stories about breast cancer survivors. So anyway, your timing was perfect. I just wanted to mention that.
Yes, it did work out well, Kim, and I was well aware of Breast Cancer Awareness Month because my granddaughter plays on our high school volleyball team. This isn't the only reason, but wear pink jerseys during the month of October.
Oh,
many of the teams
great.
In the Valley do.
Uh-huh.
Well, Kim, I know you and I have had a couple of email conversations and things like that, and you have kind of hinted at what you're doing now for your career change.
Yes.
But I want the lowdown on what's going on.
Okay, well, I'm so happy to share, and I never in a million years would have doing this, but I left the radio show, the morning show that you mentioned, Sunrise for KTLF, toward the end of July of this year, and a week later I found myself in training in Chicago to take over a magazine. It's a neighborhood publication that's in the area where I live here in Decatur, Alabama. It goes to about 450 people. And so my role is to gather up all the material, to help write articles, to submit everything to be printed, as well as to do sales. My job is to sell advertising into the publication to pay for the printing costs as well as mailing. And let me tell you, I've never done sales in my life except for maybe a short stint when I worked for a makeup company, if you will, one of the multi, you know, level marketing makeup companies. And I could not sell a tube of lipstick. So I don't know what made me think I could do this, but I will say what made me thought it is the fact that it was an answer to prayer. And I don't know if you want me to share maybe a little bit about that, about how it came about and why
Please
I
do.
Found myself
yes.
doing something differently. Because, you know, Patty, I've done radio for years, and I love radio. I still do. And as soon as I have an opportunity to get back into it, doing it just very part-time, I will. But right now I need to figure out, you know, my new job and feel more comfortable with it. But essentially, as I mentioned earlier, I was diagnosed with breast cancer almost 2 years ago. And several months after my diagnosis, I was placed on a medication.
So, Kim, you're doing this magazine now, and I'm sorry I didn't catch the name of it.
That's okay. Yeah, I started this publication. It's called Burning Tree Living, and
oh,
it goes
neat.
To my little area of town where I live in Decatur, Alabama. It goes to about nearly 450 homes. And if you'd like, you know, I could share the prayer that led to this career change. Because like I mentioned, you know, I never expected to do something like this. I loved working in radio and still enjoy radio and have my hand in doing voice work, recording audiobooks and audio work for a production company. So I still have a hand in it somewhat, but it really was an answer to prayer that led to this leap of faith out of radio into the world of publishing. If you want, I can touch on that.
Oh, please do. Yes.
Okay, so, you know, I mentioned earlier I was diagnosed with breast cancer nearly 2 years ago, and several months after my diagnosis, I was placed on a medication called tamoxifen for my specific kind of breast cancer that has to do with estrogen and how it fuels my cancer. It's to kind of keep that in check. Well, one of the side effects, a very common side effect of tamoxifen, is depression. And I got it in a very, very bad way. And I don't know if we talked about that on the previous show when I was with you or not, but I wondered often how I was going to make it. And thankfully, I had a little pep talk with myself one morning that said, you know, Kim, either your body's going to adjust to this medication and the depression will go away, or you will take something for it. The doctor will give you something for it, and you will get rid of this. Or you will just stop taking this medication altogether because you are not going to live this way. I mean, it was a depression I had never known, Patty. It was so heavy. And thankfully, over time, it did lift. But it took about 6 months. But in that time, you know, I was working from home doing radio. I recorded my show. A lot of people don't know that. From a sound booth in my office. And so I spent hours in this box by myself and really felt during those darkest times that that wasn't the best thing for me, because your mind can tell you all kinds of things, and especially being home alone. My kids were at school during the day, and I started to pray that the Lord would find an outlet for me where I could get out of the house and ideally, in a perfect world, meet some of the neighbors and feel more a part of my community. Because here I was living in Alabama, recording a show for a radio station in Colorado where I had lived for 13 years. And so it felt still very much like home, Colorado did. And I would, you know, fly out to Colorado a couple times a year to help with different events. And so I felt like one leg was here in Alabama and one was in Colorado.
Sure.
And I wasn't becoming a part of this community. And so, long story short, the woman that had this publication before me, she was facing some challenges within her family, and she thought she was going to have to give up this publication. And I knew her. She had published stories about the book, Joy is Contagious, Cancer Isn't, that in our previous show I mentioned I was working on. And so she covered the book launch, and there were articles in this publication. So I'd come to know the publisher. And I told her, Yvonne, you can't let the publication go. The residents love it. And I said, you know what? Maybe I'll do it. Maybe this is the answer to the prayer that I've been praying. And so I believe it indeed is. But it isn't easy because, as I mentioned, you know, sales is not my thing. So part of it is doing sales as well as doing the writing and getting out and meeting with residents. So I'm having to learn that. But I believe we can all learn something new. It's funny how I think when we're younger, Patty, you know, we'll pray, Lord, what should I be doing? You know, lead me to the perfect job. And we feel like there's one thing that we're to do for the rest of our lives. And if we haven't figured out what that one thing is, we've missed it. And oftentimes what I've learned in life, Patty, and maybe you can attest to this as well, that there are seasons. And the Lord in his goodness and wisdom can lead us to doing different things in different seasons of life. And I'm so thankful for that, because as much as I love radio, it wouldn't help me where I am now with that need to get out and to meet people, and because I am a people person. And so I'm so thankful that I wasn't stuck, if you will, doing radio as much as I loved it, and that God could open up a door for me to do something different. And I trust he's going to lead me to the right people who can help me grow, because I do have a lot to learn. But that's how I ended up doing this, and I'm loving it. And it might be for a season as well. I don't want to say how long, but for now I'm just grateful for it and want to learn as much as I can while I'm doing it.
Oh, it sounds like such a fun challenge for you, Kim. And I can I can identify with you to a degree in that, because I had spent my career in nursing. And back in 2010, was it? I had the opportunity to edit a magazine. It was called Star Songs, and it was for kids, and it was written by kids.
Oh, wow.
And it was
that
a lot of fun.
Interesting.
And, yeah, and like you, I did all of the editing and didn't have to do so much with sales, but to a degree I did. But it was a lot of fun to acquire the articles from the kids and to help them grow as writers. That's what was really fun for me. But it was totally and completely removed from my nursing career. So it was a fun challenge, and I enjoyed that. So I can understand you getting a lot of enjoyment out of this too. That is really neat.
Well, and it's so neat when you look back, you can see how God has prepared you to be where you are today. And I just think of how writing the book, I had never written a book before. And unlike probably 100% of the guests on your show, Patty, I had never wanted to write a book. I mean, I never thought about it. I really didn't feel like I had a story to tell. Of course, breast cancer changed that. But I think having worked on that and that whole process gave me the confidence to do what I'm doing now. I don't think I could have taken on a publication. Had someone asked me to do this, say, a year ago, I would have been like, are you crazy? I don't know anything about that world. I couldn't do that. But I felt like I had been placed in it a little bit, that I knew about it and liked it enough that I wanted to know more and understand more. And so it's life is just so interesting, and how you can look back. You know, hindsight's 20/20. And there are sometimes challenges you go through, and you think there's no purpose to them whatsoever, until at one point you're at a place you can look back and you see how God used that hardship, that obstacle, to prepare you for something really good today and here and now. And so anyway, I think that's kind of how this is coming about, that I'm able to look back and see how He's prepared me. And so who knows? So now with that knowledge, I realize that what I'm doing now could be preparing me for something 2 years down the road, 3 years, 4 years. You know, we just don't know, but we just trust that the Lord is guiding us and shaping us into what He needs us to be for His purposes and for His glory.
That's so true, Kim. And I know on my website, I run two blogs. One is Patty's Porch and the other is The Over 50 Writer. The main goal of my website is to promote other writers, actually. And with The Over 50 Writer, oh man, I've just had such fascinating stories from people who didn't even begin a writing career until they were in their 60s. And I will receive emails from people. I'm a part of American Christian Fiction Writers, and we have a very large email network, which becomes overwhelming sometimes. But anyway, I'll get a message from someone who will say, you know, I have this and this credentials. Would you be interested in hosting me on your Over 50 Writer? And this one lady wrote, and I can't remember the exact ages, but it was like she wrote her first book when she was like 68 years old, and she started her own publishing company when she was 73. And I was like, oh, heck yeah,
I'm interested
in you. You know? I mean, it's
how
amazing.
Encouraging that is for all of us, you know?
Exactly.
And I think of, Patty, how many retirees I've known who just feel like they lose their sense of purpose and identity once they retire, because they feel like whatever they did in their career, that's all they've known, and now they're done, and now what? And
yeah,
and that, you know, life doesn't end at retirement. You could discover something completely new, or volunteer, or, you know, there's so much life left to be lived, and I think that's so exciting. Those stories that you shared, Patty, those just inspire me, and thank you for bringing these people's stories to light for others to hear.
Well, I also did an Over 50 Writer workshop at a couple of writers' conferences, and the story that I always started out with was of my uncle, my great uncle. He lived up in Connecticut. He had a farm. Well, years went by, and he and my aunt became too elderly to really maintain the farm, but they kept 17 acres of their property across the street and built a brand new, modern, state-of-the-art, back at the time anyway, home. Well, they had been in that home for about 5 days, and my uncle had a cerebral hemorrhage, and it left him totally deaf and partially paralyzed. Well, after that, my other great uncle, who had been into power tools and working with wood and all this kind of thing, kind of tried to introduce my Uncle Stan to this, and he was having none of it. But as time went by, he kind of, yeah, I'll give it a try. Well, long story short, Kim, over the years, he ended up with this huge workshop in his basement. He made furniture that was so crafted so well, people from all over New England came and purchased this furniture from him. He would make like deacon's benches and the old milking stools, the three-legged milking stools and rocking chairs and all this stuff. And by now he had to be up into his late 70s, I want to say. And this was a whole new career for him that he had never dreamed of being involved in. So, yeah, you just never know what God has in store for us down the road.
That's true.
Well,
and oftentimes
does. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, and sometimes it does take a hardship. You know, it takes a trial that we've gone through to introduce us to something like that, as it did with your uncle, as it did with my breast cancer, because I never would have written a book. That's for sure. I never would have ended up doing publishing a magazine, you know. So God, I think, you know, his word says that he works all things together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. And I think those are just great examples of that, how the Lord really can, when we don't see it, work those hard things together for good. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. But go ahead, Patty. I think you
we've kind of done a little bit of emails, phone call or two the past few days. And one of the things that you and I touched on that we said we would share on the show is that it is so easy to go after and to want the easy life.
Oh, yeah.
But that is not really very fulfilling. I know me as a retiree, I could very easily spend my whole time reading books and watching my favorite shows on TV. But if I were to do that for any length of time, I would probably find it totally unfulfilling. So I have 50 million other things that I'm doing. What's your feeling about that, Kim?
Yes. Oh, you know, that is so true. I've struggled with that some since my breast cancer diagnosis. There have been times when, I suffer from anxiety from time to time. And for anyone who's dealt with that, who's familiar with it, you know how, I won't say debilitating it is for me, but I know it is for some, but you just wish you could wish it away. You know, it comes out of nowhere. And during those times, often it's then that I look back and I think, boy, I wish I had the carefree life that I once had, the life before cancer, where you have this false notion of living forever. I mean, we all know we're not, but you kind of live that way. And and you assume everything's going to be good for forever. And it just isn't, you know. Hardships come to all of us at some point. But the other day I was thinking about that. You know, it kind of upset me that I struggled with that I just wish for the life of ease. And honestly, if I'm honest, and sometimes a little envious of people who I see that appear to have that life of ease. You know, they don't worry about their paycheck, so it appears. They don't have health issues to deal with. Their children don't have health issues. You know, their spouse has a really good job. You know, you can look at these things, but first off, you really never know what burden someone has, because everyone has some burden, you know. So that's wrong of me, first and foremost, to look at that and assume that someone has the easy road. But I was feeling guilty over that I would look to someone else and long for that easy road I once had. Because when I really analyzed it, I realized today, for me to have the easy road, that would probably mean not having my dog, who I love, but is giving us some issues because she has some medical issues and she's wetting on the floor, having accidents. Would I want to give up my dog? No, I wouldn't. Would I want to give up my children, you know, who have struggled. You and I have talked some. My oldest has high functioning autism, and she's,
yes,
you know, accumulated many labels over the years. And it's been hard at times, but would I want to give her up? No. My middle child has suffered in the past with some mysterious illness involving hives and deep tissue swelling, where at times she couldn't walk, and it has gotten better. But would I trade that? Would I not want to have her just so I could have the easy road? No way. You know,
not.
And I have
a
good, you know, my husband, we've had our issues and our differences, but he has been so good to me through breast cancer. And I know not all women are able to say that. So I have so much to be thankful for. But at times I think it would almost be easier to be single, because life was easy when I was single. But do I want to go back to that? Would I choose it? No. You know what I mean? So all these things I look at that are hard, the breast cancer, as much as I wish I hadn't had to go through it, and I don't want anyone to go through it, would I give up who God has turned me into and molded me into today? And he's not done with me. You know, because I find now, Patty, I have more empathy for people who struggle with anxiety and depression and PTSD and panic attacks. I've had one of those now that I had never had before. You know, I understand that more. I can relate to people easier who've had hardships. Do I want to give that up? Would I, just so I could have the easy road? No, because I know I'm a better person today than I was before. And so I have to keep that in my mind, in the forefront of my mind, when I desire for that easy road, that I have to realize I would not be the person I am today, who is a better person, you know, if I could go back in time and jump back on that easy road. So, but I think it is a struggle for anyone who's gone through a difficult time, a challenging time. You think back to when it was easier, kind of like, I almost think of, you know, Lot's wife. She was told for a reason not to look back, and she became a pillar of salt.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord, I think, wants us to keep our eyes not just forward, but most importantly on him as he leads. And he doesn't lead us backwards. He doesn't go back. He goes forward. And we need to trust in him and keep our eyes on him.
Absolutely. Well, Kim, we're about halfway through the show, and I usually do a little station identification, if you will. I kind of like to... sometimes we have listeners that come on in the middle of the show and they're not quite sure who they're listening to or what we're talking about.
Oh,
so
right.
Listeners, this morning you are listening to Step Into the Light. I am your host, Patty Sheen. We're right here on Blog Talk Radio. My guest today is Kim Tizer. Kim is a return guest, actually. She is a breast cancer survivor. She is former host of the radio show Sunrise on KTLF Radio in Colorado Springs. She has since left that position. She now is the, I guess I should say, the all-around person, the editor and the sometimes the writer and the promoter of a wonderful magazine called, I'm sorry, Kim, what was it again?
Burning Tree Living.
Burning Tree Living. I wanted to say Burning Leaf, and I knew that was not correct.
It's okay.
But anyway, we've just been kind of talking about where Kim has moved to since she was back on the show in June of 2017, and it's always a delight to have her on board with us. I want listeners to be aware that if you missed this episode of the show, if you missed any part of it, that we are on archive, and you can find that on my website, which is Patty Sheen, PattiSheene.com, and you will find a Blog Talk Radio tab at the top of the homepage, and there you can find the link to this show and the links to all of the shows that we have recorded to date. So we invite you to do that, learn a little bit more about Kim over there and any of our other guests that you may be interested in. So let's get back to Kim here. Kim, we were talking about wanting the easy life, and it reminds me of a story that I heard some time ago, and you may be familiar with it too, about the person who takes his cross, and he was going to trade it for one that was not quite as heavy, and it was probably a dream scenario, and he gets into this room, and there's a huge amount of crosses that stand mm-hmm. way high above him, and little tiny crosses, and he decides, well, I've been carrying this cross that's so heavy for such a long time, I'm going to take a lighter one. And he finds this little cross over in the corner, and he picks that up, and the person in charge of the room says, that is the cross that you brought in. So in other words, it goes to show that so many other people carry so many more burdens than we do.
That is so true. So true. And I'm often reminded of that and think, how can I even be upset with my burdens, you know, compared uh-huh. to some who have so many. But it is, I guess, all relative, though. You know, I never want to minimize someone else's cross or burden that they have, you know.
Right.
Even if there are times I want to go, do you realize how easy you actually have it compared to others? You know, but for
yeah.
them, their cross may seem pretty big. But, you know, without our crosses, big or small, we wouldn't rely on the Lord, would we, Patty? I mean, we would just
no.
go through life on our own, happy-go-lucky. We wouldn't need the Lord. And so our faith wouldn't grow, I don't think, without those crosses. And so
that's
I think
right.
we have to really learn to be thankful for them, to give thanks in all circumstances. And sometimes that's not easy to do, but it helps us to be more accepting of them when we are willing to give thanks. So a good thing to remember, too, is we are coming up, not, you know, we're not too far off from the Thanksgiving season, but to remember to be thankful not just for those good things, but for the crosses that we bear, and knowing that the Lord is helping us bear them. We never bear them alone.
Correct. And also, Kim, I had a thought and it went right out of my head. What was it? Oh, we talked in different venues we've talked about the stupid things that we say that we really shouldn't say that are pat answers in times of difficulty, in times of illness, or especially death,
mm-hmm.
you know, with they're in a better place, or it'll get better with time.
Yeah.
And, you know, all these dumb things that really mean nothing. We think we're helping a person and we're really not. But one of the ones that really is not true is God won't give you more than you can handle. Well, yes, he will, because that leads you to him. Because we need him to handle
yes.
us. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of the word isn't misnomer, but it's a misstatement that God will never give you more than you can handle. Well, yeah, he does, because then we have to realize that we need his strength to get through whatever it is that we're dealing with. So,
Patty, that is such an excellent point. And the other day, I think I found myself asking, Lord, how much more, really? How much more can I handle? But it was one of those days where the dog had messed on the floor, not once,
oh,
but
no.
twice. And I had a couple kids that were sick. My husband was getting over an illness. Here, I had bronchitis. I'm still getting over it. I think I'm on the tail end of it. So hopefully that doesn't bother your listeners too much. And then there were things going on with work. It was just one thing after another. I'm like, Lord, really, how much? But honestly, by the end of the day, I realized it was my perspective more than anything. These were all
exactly.
really small things that were just adding up and getting heavier and heavier. But when I changed my perspective and I'm like, Lord, this really is small. And at the end of the day, you know, everything is okay. My kids are really okay. You know, my husband's okay. He's getting better. I can clean up after the dog. You know, I need to appreciate the time I have left with her. I mean, everything was okay, but it was just my perspective. I needed a shift in my way of thinking. And sometimes that's all it is for us. We just need to change our way of thinking. But yeah, and then sometimes it's just a bad night's sleep that can lead to that, too. You know, you're just tired, and things seem bigger. You know, our issues seem bigger than they really are. But it's amazing what a good night's sleep can do, and prayer.
Oh, and I'm the same way, and the bad thing is with me, Kim, that I'll just lose my temper, you know. I'll be like, well, thanks a lot, God. I really needed that, you know. And then, of course, I feel awful. And I look back and it's like, oh, okay, this is a really stupid thing to get upset over. My son, when he was young, he used to say, Mom, it worries me that you get so angry at inanimate objects.
That's They didn't deserve to be thrown across the room and crashed into the wall.
Yeah, I wasn't quite that bad, but I would get, you know, very annoyed and verbalize myself.
Sure. I think we all do from time to time. And, you know, I think God, he understands our frustration, too. You
oh,
know,
man,
he's
I sure
a,
hope so. Otherwise, I'm in big trouble, let me tell you.
Oh, I trust he is a loving God who gives us exactly what we need. As a matter of fact, Patty, if we have time, I thought I would share from an experience I had a little over 2 years ago, and it was an actual healing. And
yes,
I don't know if that was something, if you were wanting to talk about that maybe later, or if I should bring it up now.
No, let's go ahead and bring it up now, Kim, because we're looking at about, a little over 15 minutes.
Okay, well, let me share this story, if you don't mind.
Definitely.
And this has to do with how God really is a loving Heavenly Father who gives us what we need when we need it. So this was probably about 2 years ago, close to two and a half. It was a few months before I discovered the lump in my breast, and my church was having what's called a healing mass. We were having what's similar to a revival, if you will. We had a priest come in who was visiting, and he, on the last day, he was there for 3 days, the last day was going to hold this healing service, and I had never been to anything like that. My upbringing is Southern Baptist, and we didn't really focus on gifts of the Spirit so much, and but I was curious, and so I wanted to go, and I went with the goal of actually bringing a friend who had recently been diagnosed with colon cancer. And last minute, she wasn't able to go, but I thought, I'm going to go anyway and see what this is all about. Well, when I went, I sat in the very back pew, like a very good former Southern Baptist. You know, we always talk about back seat Baptist, just jokingly, within the church. And but I thought, boy, if there's anything here that just seems odd, I'm just going to slip out the back and leave. So we had the church service. He had his message, and it was all very calm. I have visited, say, Pentecostal churches before and feel at home in those as well, but those tend to be really energetic, and you feel like, you know, sometimes emotions are getting high, and this was nothing like that. It was very calm, and so toward the end, the priest said, I want you all to come forward. You'll come, at, you know, 20 people at a time as the ushers bring you forward, and you just stand here before the altar in a row, and I'll just lay my hands on you and say a prayer. And he said, don't be surprised if people fall out on the floor. And I went, what? I was thinking, fall out in the floor. He said, in some circles, Patty, they call this slain in the spirit. He said, I prefer to call it resting in the spirit. And I do admit resting does sound better than slain, don't you think?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Anyway, so I saw different people going forward, people that I knew, and they were getting prayed over, and some were falling out on the floor, and I started getting a little nervous. I thought, is this the point where I should leave? But I thought, no, if anything, I'll go forward when it's my time just to receive a blessing. So I went forward when it was time for my row to go forward, and I tell you, Patty, I could see out of the corner of my eyes the priest approach me, different people being prayed over and falling out on the floor. He got to me and put his hand on me, and he didn't get two words out of his mouth. I don't know what he said before I was out on the floor.
Oh,
and
my.
I had never experienced anything like that in my life, and I thought maybe I should get up because I was still aware. It's not like I was unconscious. I was aware of what was going on, but my head felt like concrete. It was like, nope, you can't get up. You need to stay and rest in the spirit. So I did, and I don't know how long I was lying there, maybe 5 minutes. And when I left, it felt like I had taken a bunch of cold medicine. My head was a little woozy. I didn't know what had happened, but I went home praising the Lord for whatever he had done. And I wondered what he had done, and I'm kind of analytical. After a little while, I started thinking, well, Lord, what was the purpose of that? And I don't recall anything like that being in Scripture, and was that really of you? And, you know, I just started talking
sure.
to God, analyzing this, and I thought, well, who knows? Maybe I'll find out that my friend who was diagnosed with colon cancer was healed. I don't know. Well, the very next day, I was taking a shower, and I realized that I was the one that had gotten the healing. This will possibly sound strange to some, but to some women, they'll be able to relate. I think it's women in particular. But for the first time in my life, I noticed silence in my mind. And what I mean by that, it was as if for the first time ever, someone had gone over to the stereo and turned off the audio, because I had audio that had been playing in my mind nonstop that I wasn't good enough, that people don't really like you, that, you know, that person you met the other day that you had a nice conversation with, well, they weren't genuine. They really don't care for you. You know, so it was those sorts of things that had been playing in my mind probably most of my life, Patty, and yet I didn't even realize it until I experienced silence for the first time. And when I shared about this recently with someone, and I haven't talked to many people about it, I think this is the first time I've publicly shared it, he said, I find it interesting that you used the analogy. It was like someone went to the stereo and turned off the audio. He said, with your work in radio. And I said, you know, it's funny, I never really thought about that, about the connection. But because, you know, if you have the radio on in the background, sometimes you're not listening to the words necessarily. You know, if it's on all the time, you just realize it's kind of there. It's in the background. And that's how it was. And I realized after the healing, again, I'm going back to, well, Lord, that's nice and this is great, but how long is this going to last? Is this going to be a few days, a week? How long is this? Well, do you know, it's been, it would have been 2 years back in February, the end of February. So it's been that long. I've never struggled with that since. So I know that was a true healing from God. And it wasn't until fairly recently, Patty, that I looked back and I thought, well, you know, it was, let me see, February, March, April, May. It was like 3 months later or so that I diagnosed the knot in my breast, that I had a lump there that I just knew was cancerous. Well, you know, that lump was there 3 months prior when the Lord healed me of the mental anguish that was going on in my mind. But I didn't know it was there. I didn't know cancer was there. I didn't know to ask healing for either one. And had I known they were there, I probably would have asked for healing of the cancer, you know.
Sure.
To not have to go through that. But in hindsight, I can go, wow, Lord, you knew those things were there. And I trust that you knew what I needed most. And like a good heavenly father, you know, scripture tells us, I was just reading this, I think it's in the book of Luke, you know, a son, you know, what good father, when a son asks for a fish, I think it is, gives him a snake.
Or
right?
Bread to give him a stone. Yeah.
Or for an egg and gives him a scorpion. You know, I mean, our God is a good, loving, heavenly Father who gives us what we need, and sometimes he gives us what we don't even realize we need. I didn't know to ask for that healing. I didn't know it was an issue in my life, Patty, until it was gone. But that's God's goodness right there. That's his love for us.
Kim, that is such an amazing story, and I feel honored that you would share that publicly on the show today. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. I hope it encourages someone, especially, I think a lot of women struggle with that, with just thinking, you know, they're not valued, that they're not truly loved, that people don't care for them or whatever, you know, and maybe it has to do with their childhood. But to know that you don't have to live with that, I think that the Lord wants to heal us from that sort of thinking, that negative thinking, because it really, I think the enemy uses that to freeze us, so that we can't move forward, that we can't grow in Christ the way he desires us to. So anyway, I hope that encourages a listener today to know that they can be healed of that.
Well, it encouraged me, if no one else, because I've always been that way too. Kim, you know, when I started going to these writers' conferences and I would talk with people and I would walk away and I would think to myself, oh, geez, did I say something stupid? Did I really embarrass myself? Are people going to try to avoid me the next time they see me coming? And when I would go to these conferences and people would actually, well, of course, I was promoting, at one point I was promoting the magazine, then recently I've been promoting the show. And when people actually come to me and, oh, I'm so thrilled to be able to talk with you. And I'm like, really? Me?
Aww.
You know? It's just a weird feeling because I was so used to just kind of feeling like, well, you know, nobody really wants to talk to me. So I know exactly where you're coming from with that. So that story really touched my heart, I'll tell you. And thank you.
I'm glad, Patty.
for sharing that.
You're welcome. I mean, it really is freeing. You talk about freedom in Christ. Yeah. It is so freeing that I don't have to worry about what others think of me. You know, the only person I really need to worry about is my Savior, Jesus Christ. And am I pleasing to him? And I know I'm not at all times, but that's what I need to strive for, is to be pleasing to him in the way I live my life, in the words that I say, in the way that I love others, and not worry about what others think of me, because at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. I can't control what others think. And
exactly.
I might say something foolish. And it's funny, because I did work in radio for so long, in the public eye, if you will. I mean, technically their ear. But, you know, I went to events and things, and people probably would have thought I was the most confident person to be able to do that kind of work, and that I wouldn't have those kinds of thoughts and think that way. But I did. I was plagued with negative thoughts that I perceived others had. I didn't even have proof that people thought of me this way, but I always assumed it was something negative. And I can't say that I know what that stems from, but I'm just thankful that it's gone.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Kim, I just want to mention real quick, because we are getting down on time here, that for listeners, when you do go to the website, we've mentioned KTLF Radio. I'm going to put a link to that on there, and I'm also going to put a link to your book, Kim.
Okay.
Joy is Contagious, Cancer Isn't. I love that title.
Thank you.
So
it's
I just
want
to make
listeners
aware of that. And if you have any, I don't know if you do, but if you have any social media outlets that you would like on there, we'll also be sure and get that on there
on the
website.
Sure. There's my website at kimtizer.com. Tizer is T as in Tom, I-S-O-R. And they can find the book there as well. I'm out of hard copies, but I have paperbacks. And I think they're mostly ideal for those newly diagnosed. And it is written from a Christian perspective, 12 women sharing their own cancer journey and how Christ helped them through. And it's very encouraging. And so I encourage your listeners to check it out. I have to admit, I haven't blogged in a handful of months. I have a blog on there, and I guess I should do that. But people can get caught up on that as well if they're interested.
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good. Yeah, see, I take the – talk about the easy life. I take the more or less easy way out with my blog. I have guest bloggers. They do all the writing.
That's
I just
what
I
need to do.
Get it on there.
I need to do that. That's a smart thing to do, Patty, to work smarter, not harder, as they say.
Yeah,
oh, well, thank you so much,
I've met
Patty.
So many fascinating people, you know. Through that blog, so
yeah, blogging's fun. I just have to make the time to do it. Maybe I'll do it more once I have my job figured out, but I think I'm almost there, so we'll see.
Yes. Well, you know what, Kim? I'm just so excited to have talked with you today, because as much as I do miss you on KTLF, it sounds like you have moved on to something really exciting and very challenging for you, and that stretches your abilities and that is strengthening your skill set, and I think that's just really cool. So I thank you for sharing that with us, and
you are
I
welcome.
Thank you for sharing some of the your healing experience is just amazing, and I really thank you for sharing that, because I know that is deeply personal. And of course, the premise of the show is, you know, step into the light out of darkness, you know, a dark place, and finding your way back to light. And for those of us who do have those feelings of kind of self-consciousness and a little bit of inadequacy, that stepping into that light of how valued you are by our Father and by Jesus is a very freeing thing. You're right. So it meant a lot that you shared that with us today, Kim.
Oh, thank you, Patty. It was my honor. And, you know, thankfully I left on good terms at KTLF, and I adore the general manager there, Robin Sedgwick, who has said, you know, down the road, Kim, if you're able, come back and do weekends for us. And I said, I'd gladly do that or fill in. So I might be back on from time to time, but I am thankful for this new adventure that I'm on, and thankful for what God's doing in my life, in your life, in the lives of your listeners. He is always at work. And it's just, it encourages me when I hear other stories. So it's an honor to be able to share mine. And I just pray that it has touched someone who's listening, and that they'll be encouraged and inspired by my story. So thank you for the opportunity to share it, Patty. It was my privilege.
Oh, it's been a real blessing, Kim, and may God bless you.
Thank you, and you as well, Patty.
Thank you. Listeners, in closing, when you look back on the dark periods in your life, you may find they were not quite as dark as they seemed at the time. And when the light does shine again, it is so much brighter than you remembered. Look forward to you joining us next time. And remember to go to Patty Sheen, PattiSheene.com, where you can listen to this show again or refer it to friends or whoever. And also check out our other shows that we have on the website.
I would also like to encourage listeners to go back to the show dated 6/27/17. It's episode number 58. And that is the first show where I interviewed Kim.
May God bless you.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites